His Chicon stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In Cornwall, a story in this morning's Republican American, the Board of Selectmen agreed to extend deferment of property taxes for 3 months, and can and bottle returns will now benefit the Food and Fuel Fund. The second portion of this year's taxes are due by February 1st without penalty. Taxpayers have until April 1st to make those payments under an executive order by Governor Ned Lamont to help those struggling financially during the pandemic. Now, deposit fees from bottles and cans left at the transfer station will be funneled to the town's Food and Fuel Fund. The Board of Selectmen voted to earmark up to $1,000 from the receipts of the fund. Quote, the needs have increased, end quote, according to First Selectman Gordon Ridgway. A new legislative session in Connecticut kicked off yesterday, but because of COVID-19, it was not business as usual. The governor's State of the State address was also a little different this year. It was pre-recorded due to the pandemic. Also this year, a lot of the action took place outside of the state capitol, as barriers were put up because some new legislators were sworn in outside the chamber due to the virus. Most of the session will happen remotely, but lawmakers said they'll still work to try to pass legislation with the focus on helping small business owners and the unemployed. An advisory panel in Connecticut has not finalized its recommendations for Governor Ned Lamont as of yet, but now some members are saying the state needs to rethink its goals of the vaccination rollout. Some members of the allocation subgroup say the goal should be to get the vaccine to elderly and frontline workers most likely to spread the virus. Others say that narrow focus leaves out people of color who have seen greater impact from COVID-19. Lamont is still waiting on the final recommendation after the allocation subgroup failed to reach an agreement later last week. At Stockbridge, Barbara Vacar will step down as CEO of Kripalu Center for Yoga and Health to become an independent consultant. The center announced that on Saturday, her last day will be January 31st. Robert Mulhill, Kripalu's Vice President of Programming and Business Strategy, will serve as acting CEO after that departure. Hunter Mountain was closed yesterday due to a number of employees being out for COVID-related reasons. The safety of employees and guests was their top priority, announced in a press release, and we will ensure that we have sufficient safety personnel available for mountain operations prior to reopening. Unfortunately, this morning at Hunter Mountain, a number of ski patrollers excluded out of work relating to COVID-19, which was impacting operations. We are assessing our ability to operate for the rest of the week and will provide updates on social media channels and the website. We apologize for any inconvenience. In New York, who needs casinos to run mobile sports betting? New York said it could do itself. That was a proposal laid out by Governor Andrew Cuomo, whose administration hopes the state could bring in $500 million a year by allowing New Yorkers to bet on sports on their mobile devices. Cuomo's proposal would be to allow the state lottery division to develop and operate a mobile sports betting system. Casinos would have partnership with the state through a new state operator, but it wouldn't be a casino-run system. New York has legalized sports betting, but only in person at 4 upstate casinos. The proposal will be part of Cuomo's State of the State address, which is coming up. In Sheffield, the Ashley Falls Historic District Commission has a meeting. That is today at 4 o'clock. That is a virtual meeting. Also in Ankrum, they will hold their 2021 organizational meeting at 6:30 via Zoom. And then the planning board meeting happens at 7 p.m. also via Zoom. In Cornwall on Saturday at 4:30 till 6, Laurie Simmons and Lena Dunham, an online screening and conversation on the music of regret. Kent Memorial Library is offering another evening of poetry or music on Zoom on January 9th at 7 p.m. The host will be Karen Chase. Poets, singers, musicians, and anybody interested in reading a favorite poem is invited to participate. You can find the online calendar to log in at kentmemoriallibrary.org. The login information will be shared. Community Health and Wellness Center is having a COVID-19 testing session on January 11th, 9:30 to 12 noon at Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association. Park in the lot, walk to the tents on Salmon Kill Road in Salisbury. It'll operate while supplies last. It's quick, free, and confidential. More information at 860-489-0931. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average opens up today at 30,829.40, the NASDAQ at 12,740.79, and the S&P 500 at 3,748.14. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.